Today, we begin lesson number 8 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. We will be learning the second and third Mishnayos of the third Perek. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel. We've already explained that there are two portions to a get, to a divorce document. Actually, there are two portions to every document. There is the Torah, and the Torah is the essential ingredients in any contract, especially in a divorce. And that is the details, the date, the names, the amount of money in the case of a business document. That's the Torah. The tofes is the general external form, which is standard for all divorces or all business documents. It's in our language nowadays. It's the text of the contract with the blanks left blank, with spaces left for the details to be filled in. That's the tofes. We've also learned just yesterday that any get which is not written for the purposes of divorce and for the specific names of the actual man granting the divorce to the particular woman, his wife, if it doesn't have that lishmo, lishem gerushin, and lishmo shel ha'ish ulishmo shel ha'isha, then it is not a get at all. In this Mishnah Beis, we're about to study a situation in which a scribe is simply preparing for himself the standard parts of the document, the Tofsei Gittin, leaving the blanks open, so that if a customer comes along and needs a get, all he will have to do is take the pre-prepared document from his files, fill in the blanks appropriately, and he will have a get at the ready for the new customer. Similarly, a scribe might be preparing documents, leaving the blanks open, just the tofsei hashtar, in case there's a loan that's about to take place, or someone's about to sell something and needs a document, he will have the form at the ready. So the Mishnah says, HaKosev Tofsei Gittin, if a scribe is preparing these Tofsei Gittin, these forms of a divorce document, so that he will have them at the ready to, in case he needs them, Tzorech sheyoniach mekom ha'ish u'mekom ha'isha u'mekom hazman. He must leave blank the ingredients of the toref haget, of the man's name, the wife's name, and the date. The Gemara explains that this is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eide Mesiro Karte, that what really effects the divorce are the witnesses who see the transfer of the document from husband to wife. And what, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Pasuk V'chosav Lo, which requires that the document be written Lishmo, is not referring to the signature of the witnesses. Because if no witnesses sign for Rabbi Elazar, that's also not a problem in HaTorah. It's only there, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam, so that we have some verification of the document. But the actual effectuation of the get is in the witnesses who see the transfer. So since the signature of the witnesses is not essential, and the Torah says, V'chosav lo lishmo, then we understand that the requirement of lishmo is in the kesivas haget, in the essential components of the get, namely the name of the wife, the name of the husband, the date. And also, by the way, the Gemara says, the key phrase, Harei at muteres l'chol adam, you are now permitted to marry any man, you are free to marry someone else, that too is part of the Torah, is part of the essential ingredients of the get, and that too must be done lishma, and therefore the sofer, the scribe, must leave a blank space so that those words can be written in later. This is in the case of a divorce get, of a divorce document. Suppose shtore milva, the Mishnah continues. This scribe is preparing loan documents, documents which will be used so that the lender will have proof that he indeed lent such and such an amount of money to such and such a person. So if the scribe is preparing shtore milva, he must leave a space open for the name of the lender, mekom halova, and a space for the name of the borrower, mekom hamaos, a place for the name of the, for the amount of the money, $10, $100, whatever it is, and mekom hazman, a place for the date. Shtore mekach, if this scribe is preparing documents, bills of sale, documents which will document the fact that so-and-so sold this field, this house, whatever, to the buyer, sorech shiyaniach mekom halokeach, the sofer must leave blank the name of the purchaser, the lokeach, the one who is acquiring the object, umakom hamocher, and a space for the seller, the person who is selling it, the name, umakom hamos, a space to specify the amount of money being paid for the object, umakom hasode, assuming that the object is a field, he must leave a space to define the field, the property, the piece of real estate which is being sold, to specify where this place is, how large it is, what its boundaries are, etc. Umekom hazman. And also, he must leave open the space for the date. Mipnei hatakona. Now, this phrase, mipnei hatakona, which means that something in the phrases which we just learnt was instituted out of a tekona, the Chachomim issued a decree to benefit, to make things easier for someone. So where in what we've studied until now is there something which was done mipnei hatakona? So there are various explanations in the Gemara. But the simplest explanation is that this phrase, Bepnei HaTakona, refers to a takona, a law which was instituted by the Chachomim for the interests of the sofer, the interests of the scribe, so that he should be able to have documents at the ready to be used in case he needs them for a divorce procedure. Therefore, he is permitted to write these forms, and we do not make a gzera. We're not concerned, perhaps, if we allow him to pre-prepare these forms, then he will also pre-prepare completed forms with the names, etc., filled in. We're not concerned with that, and we allow him to prepare tofsei gittin vishtoros, the bare bones form, the external forms, leaving the blanks open for divorce documents and for the other documents as well. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda posel b'chula. Rabbi Yehuda feels that with reference to all shtoros, whether they're gitei noshim, shtore milva, shtore mekach, no matter, all contracts, all documents which are prepared in advance are posel, are invalid. Even if the scribe left open spaces for the Torah, for the essential facts, because Rabbi Yehuda issues a gzeirah, a decree, and we're concerned that if we allow a scribe to prepare a document in advance, he will go all the way and prepare the Torah as well. And in the case of Get Isha, that will mean a chisaron, a failure to have written the document lishmo. So we are gozer by gitin, toface mishum torof. By a get, we do not allow the scribe to prepare the document in advance, lest he prepare it and fill in the blanks in advance. And we have an additional gzera. And that is that even for shtore milva and shtore mekach, which do not require lishma, but if we allow him to prepare documents in advance for business documents, he may do so for divorce documents as well. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda takes the strong position, posel bakulam, a document prepared in advance is invalid. Rabbi Elazar machshir bakulam. Rabbi Elazar says that shtore milva and shtore mekach, business documents, can be prepared in advance. Chutz migitei noshim, except in the case of divorce documents, they cannot be prepared in advance, even if the sofer leaves the Torah, the essential facts, open, blank, in a blank space. Shenemar, Rabbi Elazar's reasoning is, V'chosav lo lishmo. Then when the Torah says the document, the divorce document, must be written to her or for her, it means specifically with the intent of that specific woman in mind. And Rabbi Elazar goes there, that by Gittin, we do not allow the sofer to prepare in advance the tofas, lest he prepare the Torah as well. By other shtoros, shtore mekach, shtore milva, Rabbi Elazar is not concerned. And so we have finished Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah of this lesson. Now, let's go on of the second Mishnah of this perek, the first Mishnah of this lesson. Now let's go on to the third Mishnah of the perek, the second Mishnah of this lesson, Hamevi Get. We've been learning about the shliach, the messenger or agent who delivers a get from one place to another, from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael. So here you have a shliach who brought a get. V'yovad heimenu, somewhere on the way, in passage, in transit, the get has been lost. Now, if it's been lost for a while, there may be reason to be concerned that maybe when the get is found, it's not the original get that was found. It is another get. And the names of the husband and names of the wife happen to be the same. So it might be another get written for another couple. So the Mishnah rules, mitzo'o li'alter, if he finds it immediately. The word la'alter is a contraction of the words in Aramaic, al-asar, on the spot. If he finds it on the spot immediately, kosher. Then, we're not concerned, maybe in the few moments that he misplaced it, another get was substituted for it. V'yim lav. However, if he does not find it li'alter, if he does not find it immediately, then we have to be concerned that the get that he did find is another couple's get. And therefore, posel, it cannot be delivered to the woman that he was sent to deliver it to. Now, in the Gemara, there's a machlokas, amoroyim, and as to what is the definition of li'alter. What is immediate? Is it a second, a minute, 10 minutes? So one definition is, kol shelo ovar odom sham. If he lost it in his private room, and no one has gone through the room. There's no one been passing through it. No maid came in to clean the room or whatever. Lo ovar odom sham. So even if it's a half hour, an hour, 3 hours, but if we know that no one has gone by the area in which he lost the get, that is li'alter. Another person says that what we require is kol shelo shoh odom sham. We have to be certain that no person tarried, no person hung around in the area where the get was lost. The person who lost it has to be able to say, I know that no one passed through the area in which I lost it. Or that someone may have passed through, but according to the second opinion, someone may have passed through, but no one really stayed in place long enough to take the get. Someone passed through, but he went in and out. So that's a machlokes about the duration of this period called li'alter. It's not a duration on the clock, it's a matter of the circumstances. Do the circumstances cause us to suspect that someone else came through here, and in one, according to one opinion, came through here and stayed for a while long enough to substitute or himself to lose another document so that the document that was found is not the original document, then as long as we do not have those circumstances, the get is kosher. However, if people did pass through and tarry there, then the get is possible because we're concerned that this get that was found is a different document. The Gemara also explains that this concern, which renders the get which was found possible, is only if the get was lost in a makom shahashiyoros mitsuyos, literally in a place where there are caravans going through day and night, meaning a place of heavy traffic. Then we're concerned, so much traffic has gone through, maybe someone else came in with another document which looks like this one and the document we found is not the original one. However, if the get was lost, b'makom she'ein hashiyaros mitzuyos, it's lost in a place where there is no traffic going through, then even if he finds the get after a long time, he finds the get 3 days later, but in the interim, there's really been no shiaros mitsuyos, no coming and going. It's not an airport or a train station or whatever. Then the get is kosher. Also, even in a makom shahashiyoros mitsuyos, even if the get was lost in the airport or in the train station where people are coming and going and there's traffic all the time, if the edim or the shliach has a simon muvok, he has an ability to identify that this is the document because of something peculiar to the document. For example, if he says, I remember that the divorce document that I was carrying had a small hole in the upper right-hand corner, then even if the get was lost for Zman Meruba, for quite some time, doesn't make a difference. That Simon Muvok, that rare fact that it had a hole in precisely this place, that is enough for him to be able to reclaim the get and to assume that it is the original get that was lost, which he now found. The Mishnah continues, Mitzo'o b'chafisa obed luskama. Suppose he found the get in a chafisa, is a type of a bag, a pouch of some sort. A deluskama is some sort of a case, a briefcase or a purse. So he found the get in this container, in this briefcase or envelope in which he left it. And he has a simon that this briefcase has my initials on it. This envelope had my stamp on it. Then that is sufficient for him to assume that the document inside the chafisa or the dluskema is the original document. Even though he doesn't recognize the document itself, he has no simon in the document, but he has a simon in the container, the envelope or pouch or case in which he found it, that itself is sufficient. Or, im makiro, if the shliach recognizes the get. He knows this is the get. I recognize it. This is what it looked like. It was written in this certain way, and it had a certain coloring to the parchment, etc., etc. That is sufficient kosher. The Mishnah continues with a very important halacha, which introduces us to the concept of a chazaka. A chazaka means that I have the right to assume that things in life are today as they were yesterday, unless I have some reason to believe that the circumstances have changed. If I see a situation today, I can assume that it's the same way, status quo. Whatever existed yesterday exists still today, unless I have some reason to believe that things have happened to change the status of the circumstances. So that Hamevi get, for Shliach is delivering a get from husband to wife. V'hinicho zoke no chole. He left the husband very old man, or he left the husband quite ill. And it's always possible that while he was traveling from the south of France to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the get, the husband died. And we know already, ain't get liach amisa. You can't effect a divorce after the death of the husband. So does he have to assume that in the weeks or days or months that it took him to go from place to place, the husband died because he left him old or ill? No. No snow law, becheskas shehukayam. He is permitted to give the get to the woman with the assumption, with the chazaka, with the assumption of status quo. I left him alive, he's still alive. Bas Yisroel hanesuna lechohen, a woman who was a Bas Yisroel, her father was not a Kohen, but she married a Kohen. So now, married to a Kohen, she's permitted to eat Truma. If her husband, the Kohen, dies, and she has no children from him, she reverts to her previous status as a Bas Yisroel, and she cannot eat Truma. So suppose we have a Bas Yisroel Hanesua the Kohen, who's married to a Kohen. For Holach Balolam Dinas Hayom, her husband went on a long trip. We're not concerned maybe her husband died and therefore she can no longer eat Truma. But we assume her husband was alive when he left here. 3 weeks have gone by. There's no reason to assume just because he's on a long journey that he's dead. So we leave her upon her chazaka, upon the status quo that she is married to a Kohen. Ocheles bat Truma becheskas shehu kayom. And she is permitted to eat Truma under the assumption that he is still alive. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Hasholayach chatoso mimdinas hayom. If a person did that type of sin, for which he is obligated to bring a sacrifice, a sin offering, a korban chatos, and he sent this korban chatos from Medinas Hayam, so the animal was transported by ship for several weeks to Eretz Yisrael to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. We're not concerned that maybe in the interim, the sholeach, the person who sent the korban, has died. And if that was the case, that he did die, then the korban is posel. It's a chatos shemesu ba'aleha. A korban chatos can only be brought if the sinner, the human being who donated this korban chatos, is still alive. However, if that person died before the korban chatos was brought as an offering, it is forbidden to bring it as an offering. We don't have to assume that the sholeach, the person who is obligated to bring the korban chatos and who sent it, died, but rather makriven osa becheskas shehu kayam. We can bring that, this sin offering, this korban chatos, under the assumption, the chazaka, he was alive when he sent it, he is still alive. So, there's a principle here, a basic principle, and that is there is a chazaka, there is a right that we have, a legal right to assume, that without evidence to the contrary, cheskas chai, A person whom we know was alive yesterday, we assume that he's alive today. If we know he was alive last year, we assume he's alive today, unless we have evidence to the contrary. This is a basic and important concept in halacha, which arises out of this Mishnah, and so we have completed lesson number 8.